This is the Ethanol Report, and with me is Renewable Fuels Association CEO and President Bob Dineen. And we're going to be talking about this week's 17th annual National Ethanol Conference. First of all, Bob, tell us what are some of the things that are in store for this year's conference.
Well, I think we got a great conference lineup this year. We've got James Canton, who's going to be giving an address talking about the importance of innovation in 21st century energy trends. It's going to be an uplifting discussion. We've got Carl Rove and Robert Gibbs that are going to regale us with their insider perspective on politics. And given where we are in the presidential season, that'll be extraordinarily interesting. We've got the United States Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who will headline the second day. Got a lot of panels talking about the growing evolution of the industry in terms of cellulosic ethanol, the importance of new markets like E15 and when they are going to be commercialized. And just I think there's going to be a lot of discussion about the innovations within the industry that are driving competitiveness today. And I'm really looking forward. I think it's going to be a tremendous event.
How's registration going?
We expect more than 1,500 people to be there. So I think we're going to once again demonstrate the vitality and the excitement within this industry. This year we're going to have a lot of gasoline marketers, a lot of refiners, certainly just about the entire ethanol industry will be there. And it's a great opportunity to network as well as to hear the latest and greatest on just where the ethanol industry is today.
Well, speaking of networking, they can start now when they're registered because you have a cool app for the conference, right?
I am told that there is such an app that allows you to set up your networking opportunities. I must confess, however, that I'm sort of an old school guy, and so my networking typically occurs on the fly with a bottle of wine or a glass of wine in hand. So, but yes, for those that are technology savvy, not like the dinosaur that I am, they can use this app that's available, and you know who's going to be there, and you can set up appointments. And quite frankly, when you've got 1,500 people that are there, it's probably best not left to chance that you're going to just run into somebody you need to speak with.
Oh, Bob, you don't give yourself enough credit. You are tech savvy. You are on Twitter and Facebook, and you do a lot of stuff on the social media realm. So I know that you are going to get that app and you're going to use it just like everybody else is, because it really is a very great way to connect with people who are also already registered, to keep up with the program itself and if there's any changes. Because I know last year you had the app and there was a change in one of where a meeting was located, and they were able to send that out right away with the app, right?
That is true. And I do have an iPad now, so you're right. I am not a technology neophyte. However, you know, you still have to get on and use it. So we'll see. I do hope people use it, because truly with 1,500 people, you want to be able to connect with who you need to connect with. And at the NEC, you can do that, and we do try to provide the resources so that that can be accomplished.
Give people the location and dates for the NEC.
It is in Orlando at the Gaylord Palms Resort, and it is February 22nd to the 24th.
Thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. On the Ethanol Report, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.